Acts chapter 4. And as Peter and John spoke to the people, the priests and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came to them, being really upset that they were teaching the people and proclaimed in Jesus the resurrection from the dead. So how could you be upset that people were preaching the good news of the resurrection? Well, that just shows how bitter and twisted people can get. That because you believe good news, they're angry. And they laid hands on them and put them into prison until the next day, because it was now evening. But many of them that heard the word believed. So despite seeing the preachers of the word arrested, those who heard believed. And you see that faith, as Paul says, comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That is why we've got to get the word out there, because this is the basis upon which people believe. And the number of the believers came to be about 5,000. On the next day, the rulers and elders and scribes gathered together in Jerusalem. And Annas the high priest was there, and Caiaphas, John and Alexander, and the family of the high priest. And when they put them into the middle, they asked, "By what power, or in what name have you done this?" So they surrounded them. And then they said, "Who gave you authority to preach?" Well, of course, we don't have to have any authority. That's a question we meet today. But of course, the authority is, well, Jesus told me to. So Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "You rulers and elders of Israel, if we today are examined about a good work that we did to a sick man and how he's now made whole, well, be it known to you and to all the people of Israel that it is in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him does this man stand here before you healed." So it was them, the Jews, who crucified Jesus. Now they could say, it wasn't us, it was the Romans. Well, you see, God looks to the heart. He sees what really happens. And it's no good excusing doing bad things by saying, I didn't do it, they did it, when you got them to do it. And he goes on, "He," that's Jesus, "is the stone that was rejected by you, the builders, who is now the chief cornerstone. And there is no salvation in any other name, for there is no other name given among men under heaven in which we must be saved." So we are saved by being in the name of Jesus, and we become in the name of Jesus by being baptized into the name of Jesus. So there's no other religion, there's no other name, there's no other way apart from through Jesus. Now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and realized that they were uneducated and ignorant men, they were amazed. These men had not even maybe been to basic school. And they noted that they had been with Jesus. And seeing the man who was healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. Now you see how God works, not through clever, intelligent, educated people, but through sincere, uneducated people who genuinely believe. But when they commanded them to go aside out of the council, they discussed among themselves, saying, "What shall we do to these men? For that indeed a notable miracle has been done through them is obvious to all who live in Jerusalem, and we can't deny it." So then even those who didn't want to believe, they had to accept that a great miracle had been done. Now today some people claim to do miracles, but those miracles are nothing like the miracles they did by the Holy Spirit in the first century, where even those who really didn't want to believe them had to admit that a great miracle had been done. But they decided, so that it spread no further among the people, let's threaten them, so that they don't speak any more in this name. So they called them and commanded them not to speak or teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said to them, "Whether it's right in the eyes of God to listen to you rather than unto God, you can judge. We cannot but speak the things which we saw and heard." So they say, you can't preach, and they say, we can't help it. So if you have really, really seen the truth of Jesus Christ, you cannot but share it with other people. This is a natural response. So when they'd further threatened them, they let them go, not finding how they could punish them because of the people. For all men glorified God for what was done, for the man was over 40 years old on whom this miracle of healing had been worked. Now you see how fickle are the crowds, that one minute they had been all for Jesus, Hosanna, and then they were shouting out, crucify him, crucify him. And now they're all over the apostles, oh, they're wonderful, this is wonderful. And we don't want to be like that. Just one minute for Jesus, one minute, next minute against him, and so on. That's human nature, unfortunately. Being let go, they came to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said to them. When they heard it, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, O Lord, you are God, who made heaven and earth and the sea and all that is in them, who by the Holy Spirit, through the mouth of our father David, your servant, did say, Why did the Gentiles rage and the people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth stood up, and the rulers gathered together against the Lord and against his anointed, his Christ. For of a truth, in this city, against your holy child Jesus, whom you anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate with the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered together to do whatever your hand and your will had decided must be done. And now, Lord, look upon their threats and give unto us your servants to speak your word with all boldness, while you stretch out your hand to heal, so that signs and wonders may be done in the name of your holy child Jesus. When they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were gathered together. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. So the prayer was answered, Please make us bold in witness. And they did. And it's the same with us. If we want to be able to preach with boldness, not shy and awkward about the fact I'm a Christian, God will give us that power so that we are unashamed that I am a Christian and Jesus is real and has done all these things. And the multitude of those who believed were of one heart and one soul. None of them said that anything which they possessed was his own, but they had everything common. And with great power the apostles gave witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. And there was none among them who lacked, for as many as had lands or houses sold them, and brought the prices of the things that were sold, and laid them down at the apostles' feet. And they distributed to everybody as each had need. And Joseph, who was called Barnabas, which means son of consolation, son of comfort, a Levite, a man of Cyprus, having a field there, sold it and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. Now, Levites weren't supposed to own land. So what they did, there was an island off the coast of Israel called Cyprus. And the Levites said, okay, well, I'll have land, but I'll have it in Cyprus. So they were trying to get around God's law. And this man realized that's what he'd been doing, that he'd been trying to get around God's law. He didn't want to do that anymore. He sold his land and brought the money and put it at the feet of the apostles. And we should learn from that, that we are not to try to get around God's law, but to rejoice like David did in doing his will.